This is CPR News in KRCC. I'm Haley Sanchez in Colorado Springs. A Denver police officer says she had no choice but to file a whistleblower complaint against the department. CPR's Lucretia Wembley reports.
Sergeant Carla Havard has been with the DPD for 24 years and recently filed a discrimination complaint with the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission. It alleges the DPD retaliated against her after she called for an investigation into numerous claims of sexual harassment within the DPD. Havard says evidence of progress doesn't mean there aren't still systemic problems.
If you don't conform to a certain narrative, especially when we seemingly are trying to head in the right direction, you find yourself being targeted.
The Denver Police Department declined to comment on the complaint and say they've taken a number of steps in recent years to address gender and race issues. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Colorado is expanding its eligibility criteria for the monkeypox vaccine. Here's CPR's John Daly.
The change will now provide protection to Colorado residents before they have high-risk exposures to the monkeypox virus. Many previous categories considered risk factors within the last 14 days. Most new eligibility categories remove that time limit and consider ongoing or potential future risk. People living with HIV are also now eligible for vaccination. The state says it made the changes due to increased vaccine supply from the federal government and to make doses available to people who may benefit from getting advanced protection against monkeypox. The vaccines are now available at some state-run mobile vaccine clinics around Colorado. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
If you live between Aurora and Pueblo, you may hear more noise than usual this week. The National Guard is conducting combat training along the Front Range. This is CPR News and KRCC.